Hey, Bill Chambers, the man, the legend.
How are you doing?
G'day, mate. Good, good. Elijah Blair and Lizzie Orley here from 98.9.
Oh, cool, mate. Thanks for calling.
Oh, not a problem. We're right on time.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
We're
running a little bit behind schedule, but we're all good.
Yeah, all led up Great. To now.
How's your week so far?
Pretty good. I just got home last night from down south. I've been on tour with my daughter, Casey. And she's doing her campfire tour at the moment, so that's been going really well.
Yeah, and, I see that. I see you're on that. Yeah. You're performing. Were you performing the other day there?
I'm sorry.
You're performing at a fest as a part of that tour recently. Where did you say you were at?
Yeah, you're in a studio. We
were down south, Ulladulla, south of Sydney, last Sunday night.
Oh.
But we've been all over the place. We've been all over New South Wales and a little bit of Victoria so far.
I saw on your Facebook, you were in Barmara?
Well, I was in Barmara myself, yeah. That wasn't Casey, that was my own gig. In fact, it was the first time I'd been back to Barmara, the Riverland Festival, for about 27 years. So it was like a homecoming.
Wow. Lovely. Why the long time between drinks?
I don't know, to be quite honest. That was the first festival we ever did as the Dead Ringer band years ago. That was Casey's band before she became Casey Chambers, so well known. Yep. And that was our first festival, and that was probably over 30 years ago, but we kept going back there for a while. And I don't know, they just hadn't got around to booking us for all that time. Maybe we wore our welcome out. I don't know.
But Bill, you've been fairly busy on the road. You're doing two separate tours. You're helping your daughter out with that album, and I see you're on that the Campfire record. Can you tell us about that collaboration?
I can. Casey decided it was about time she talked about her former life growing up in the outback.
Yep.
We spent 10 years on the Nullarbor many, many years ago when she was a kid.
And you were a fox hunter. Professional fox hunter.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, it was in the 70s. It sounds weird now. It was in the 70s when furs were fashionable and you could actually hunt foxes and dry the pelts and send them to Europe, make quite a bit of money.
Wow.
And I thought it was a good idea. My wife thought I was crazy. But we went to the Nullarbor and we learned to love the life. And we were originally going for about 3 or 4 weeks. We stayed for 10 years. So it became part of our life, and that's what Casey's based this new album around, is her former life and life around the campfire.
Did you, I guess, want your kids to be raised a particular way? And I mean, you know, to have them, I guess, really, you know, be connected to the land they're on?
I think unintentionally, maybe I did. I didn't think about it, to be quite honest. You know, I was in my mid 20s. Nothing matters when you're that age. And it was the 70s, you know.
Yep.
It was a sort of a different period. And I just wanted to do that. And at that age, I didn't have a care in the world. I just thought we were fine. I don't think I would do that now. I think it's dangerous to take little kids out into the outback for that long. And we were miles from nowhere. Like, we were in the middle of... middle of the Nullarbor Plain with no roads. So we just cut across country, and it's a government crown land out there, so there's sort of no rules, you know.
But
looking back, it was a little crazy.
Yeah, right. So you're going to be performing at the Groundwater Country Music Festival.
Certainly am, yeah.
But before we get into that, actually, is, you know, what's it like working with Casey, with your daughter? I mean, I argue with my mum all the time, so I can't even imagine collaborating with her. She wants to record a song with me and make a family album or something. I'm like, I don't know. Pulling the collar on that one. Yeah.
You hit the nail on the head, actually. We argue all the time, but we love each other, and you get over it. With family, you can sort of have a good argument and sort of get over it in 10 minutes, you know, whereas with other people, sometimes it's not that easy. So even though it certainly puts extra pressure on you working with family members, it's a beautiful thing as well, you know, and we look out for each other, and Casey and I are pretty close. We swap songs together. She keeps me in touch with today's music, which is sort of cool. And I keep her grounded sometimes when I think that she needs some parental guidance.
So she keeps you hip and work. She keeps you hip and you keep her grounded.
Yeah,
in a sense,
I could say that. Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, working with family, man, I mean, it's great because you can sort of just go, hey, dickhead, that doesn't sound good. Change that.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, you can. It's pretty good. Casey's a very casual person to work with. She takes her career really serious, but at the same time, she's always joking and she doesn't believe the publicity. You know what I mean? She's pretty down to earth and life's a big joke most of the time. So, even though when she's on stage, it's serious. The rest of the time, it's a fair bit of fun, and we, you know, 90% of the time, it's all laughs. You know.
So all this time helping her out, does she lend a hand on your records? And when
she certainly has.
When are you putting one out?
Yeah, I'm working on a new one right now. My last one came out about 18 months ago.
Right.
And my new one, I'm writing the songs as we speak. I've got about 20 songs, but even though you've got 20 songs, you always got to find the best ones. So probably need a few more yet to choose 10 or a dozen, you know.
How do you know when they're done?
You know what? I've got a friend who passed away last year. He lived in Nashville, a guy, Clark. He's a professional songwriter, written songs for Johnny Cash, Emmylou Harris, all the greats. I said to him, how do you know when songs are done, when they're done, when they're finished? He said, they're never finished. So
I like that.
I don't know. Maybe they're never finished. And I've even heard that Bob Dylan rewrites his songs as he's recording them. So maybe they're never finished. And even some of the ones I've had out for years, I look at them now, I change a line or two, you know, and you think, I could have done better.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So you and Casey, is Casey going to be performing with you at this the festival?
Not this time, no. She was up there a couple of years ago, and it was we had a huge show. Was it just last year? I think it might have been just last year she was there. But she won't be there this year, no.
Okay, it's just solid. Oh, no, that's lovely. So what can we expect from you at the festival?
Well, I've got the band that I use at Tamworth, actually. I've got a great band. I've been performing the same show at Tamworth Country Festival for the last 19 years.
Oh, it's the one they haven't noticed.
Yeah. So we've been doing the same gig every year, and it's 5 days straight in Tamworth for the last 19 years. It's become an institution almost. So I'm using the same band, which is a pretty cool band. I've got Michael Moko, who now lives in Brisbane, and Andy Toombs, who tours with Becky Cole and Adam Harvey and a few of the country music stars. Anyway, he's in my band as well. And I've got Ali on the drums, a girl drummer, who's very cool. So we're pretty excited. And I've got a couple of guests actually getting up, surprise guests. So it'll be great.
So you can't lift the lid on anything?
No.
No.
Okay.
No little
never mind.
Little hints?
I tried.
No little hints?
Well, one girl's a local girl, a rock singer, and she's great. She lives on the coast there. But I'm not allowed to mention her name because she's got another gig. But she's going to be really cool. I've never sung with her before, so we're really looking forward to that.
Bill, mate, really looking forward to the performance. If I see you down there, I'll definitely come say hello.
Cool.
It'd be deadly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're really looking forward to it. I think I've got three gigs. I've got one on the Friday. I'm at the Sofitel Room 81. Apparently it's a small songwriters venue. And then I've got, I'm looking here, I'm on the Moore stage on a Saturday about 4:30, and Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Carowa, is it? Big Top.
Carowa.
Yeah. So looking forward to that. There'll be three really good gigs. My favourite's the Moore stage. That's a ripper. It's always really happening there.
Looking forward to it. Bill, thanks again.
Thank you.